Right on! Woo!
Woo! Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah. And I'm
Hi, Sarah.
Congratulations, Peter, on your 5 years. That is amazing. And everybody else who took clean time and chips and right out of the camera. And first and foremost, today is a great day to be clean and sober. And, you know, gosh, it's like a little overwhelmed with a bunch of the stuff that people have said, and it just hits my heart. And I picked self-awareness as the topic, but I also, of course, because I wanted to add more to it, and so it's like self-awareness, self-love, self-care. And those are really important things that I have found that I've had to learn in these rooms and in the program. And, I started drinking at a very early age. I started when I was 13, and as soon as I got my hands on liquor, I was done. Like, I just drank to oblivion. I wanted to erase all the feelings, all the thoughts that were in my mind, and I didn't want to have reality. And, even the consequences were already starting to come at that age. I couldn't wait to the next weekend, And part of me, I would still feel bad, but at the same time, I'm self-centered, and so I would drink again. And from that, even though I was harming my other loved ones, my mom, my sister, and everybody else around me, I just kept doing it because I didn't know. And I also had, like Ron was saying, the insanity. Like, my head would go, well, my other friends are doing it, so I'll do it too. And I hung out with other alcoholics. Like, that's what I did. I didn't hang out with other people who just knew how to drink a little bit and put it down. It was like, no, we went full force. And that was it. And as soon as, and then drugs came into play as well. It was marijuana and then boom, cocaine. And that's how fast it happened. It wasn't like, and I would hear people saying, oh my gosh, you did coke. And I'm like, and then acid came, and it just wouldn't stop. Anything and everything I could put my hand on, I would do. People would just hand me a pill, and I wouldn't even know what it was, and I'd pop it in my mouth. Like, that's insanity, right? I don't know how, but I ended up graduating from high school. I did that, and after high school, I went down even further. And, I was really good at manipulating, conning, lying, to my family, hiding stuff and everything. And that just became part of my other, my other self. That's who I was, stealing and everything. I did everything that, that we don't want to be doing, but I did it. And, I don't want to go too long, but so I ended up, by the end, I was like everybody else in here. Why I came in here, I was emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and, I was so scared that I was going to die. And there were even times that I was taken to the hospital of being OD. And I just want them to fix me so I can get back and keep finishing. And I know that that's not uncommon for other people to hear that in here, right? And that's a scary place to be, That you don't want to die, but yet you got to go back to it. Because you can't stop, because the obsession and all of that is just consumed you. And, you know, I had no spirituality at that time, completely none. And luckily, a friend of mine, she was in the rooms here, and I saw her. And I'd be like in the streets and everything, and I'd see her. And I couldn't look people in the eyes at that time, right? And I see her, and she had a light in her eye, and I'm like, fuck, I want that. You know, something just went, well, I want that. I don't want this life that I'm doing. And so she just said, when you're ready, come to a meeting with me. And so I did. I came to a meeting, I checked it out, and I'm like, not for me. But yet, I didn't want to die, right? And I just kept coming because I kept seeing her. And I kept seeing something that my heart was getting drawn to. Mm-hmm. And so I continued doing that. And when, and by the end, you know, it wasn't a choice of like, I knew what I needed to do. And that was leave absolutely everybody that I surrounded myself with. And that was huge fear there, right? And so, you know, by the end, it was terrible. And I knew if I didn't, I was definitely going to hell, definitely. And so, luckily, you know, my mom has always been there. She's like my biggest supporter and always been there with open arms and love. And so she helped me and, you know, I had to do stuff though, you know, I had to do and show and keep putting one foot in front of the next. And so I ended up going to treatment. And yes, I met Rick in treatment. And the first day I got out, we had a date. You know, I didn't follow, you know, suggestions very well back then. Yeah. And, you know, I don't regret it at all, but I can kind of see why, right? Today I can see why, you know. It hasn't always been easy, that's for sure. And like he said, like we have a 9-year-old, so that means, you know, I got pregnant really fast. And so I was sober, newly sober, pregnant, newly married, and on this journey of sobriety and being clean. Like, holy crap, you know, throwing. And I'm very good at that. I'm very good at adding stuff to, so then I don't have to look at other things. And I kept really busy. That kept me busy being a new mom. And also, I still didn't change all the other stuff. I still held that mask on my face. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm fine.
You know how a lot of people do that? Yeah, I'm good. But you're like totally dying inside? That was still me sometimes. And I didn't want to because of ego and pride and all the lovely character defects. That's what the self-awareness is. Self-awareness is going through these steps and going, oh, gosh, this is what I do. This is how come I do this because I feel this. Mm-hmm. And how do I change that? And how do I use new coping skills? How do I learn all of this stuff? And yeah, and I do have relapses in my story. I went out when I had 2.5 years sobriety. I went out for 24 hours, thank God. That's all it was. But when I went out as harder than I did when I first came in. Mm-hmm. Like it was those yes that came into play that night, 24 hours. That freaked the fuck out of me. Sorry. And so, so a lot of I had a choice to make, right? I had a choice. Did I want this life and the taste that I had, or did I know, or I already knew what the life I was going to have, you know, if I kept using. And I, like Rick said, I did. I put 2 feet in. And we always said that if somebody went out, we're not going to stay together because you have to survive and make sure you're taking care of yourself in this program. Mm-hmm. And he made sure, and he was just looking to see that I was doing what I needed to do. And I knew if I didn't, he was going to bolt, you know. He's got to save himself, and he's got to make sure our kid is okay, right? And so, yeah, and I had to really learn that I still had the hell and damnation God. That's still what I believed. And so I had to figure out and find out who my God is. And my God today is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. He's a powerful God. Gosh, my God has to be powerful because I'm fucking powerful. Right? And my addiction is even more powerful. So I have to have a really, really powerful God. And so today, my spirituality is that I talk to my God like he's like my best friend. I tell him when I'm pissed off. I tell him to F off. I tell him when enough is enough. I tell him, you know, thank you. I tell him, you know, I would like this. You know, some people say, don't ask for what you want. It's like, you know what? I can do that for my God. Because guess what? He's mine. It says we get to make him up. That is my God. But you know what? He is like, that's the beauty of this program, is that it's not a Catholic God to me because I don't believe that. He's not another God because I don't believe that, right? I defined it for myself and who he was that works for me. And today, it works for me. And, you know, I've struggled even with some of my years in sobriety. And Rick can contest to that, you know. I've depression, anxiety, you know. Controlling issues, just a little bit. And what that is because of the lack of power, right? And I start to go into fear again. And that is where, again, I need to learn why I'm doing that stuff. And where is it coming from? And where can I turn to change that? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Ron, I was so, you know, at first when I... Yeah, he was loud, okay? Totally loud, obnoxious, and then I just went, you know what? He's got a really great message. And he's happy. He's happy, like, all the time. And that blows my mind. And I'm like, how's anybody happy all the time? That's got to be bullshit. Right? But I was open to it. And I had the support of Rick watching our child so I can go and I can do these steps. And I've learned so much. And today is about me being in the solution. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not always there. It does take me a little bit. But because I'm learning a new way in a new way, and it takes time. But I just have to, you know, and I'll pick up the phone and go, I'm here again. I'm in my head. You know, and if I'm in my head, that means I'm unspiritual. And I've got a spiritual malady, restless, irritable, and discontent. Mm-hmm. And I can get there that. Like, snap of a finger, I am there instantly. And today, I just can see that it's like, I can just know that there is a different way and that there is a solution. And I would test him. He'd be like, tell me your problem. So I'd tell him one. Yeah, well, my kid isn't listening, right? How do you do, you know, I feel frustrated and all that. And he'd be like, well, then you do this and this. And I'm like, well, then how about this one, right? And it was like solution after solution. After solution. It was pissing me off. I wanted to be in some self-pity or play victim role, you know, or anything like that. And he was just going, no, no, no. And I'm like, what the hell? So, what a great experience. I have to say, if anybody is struggling or whatever, pick up a set of steps. And if you can, Ron has a set of steps on there, and they are laid out. And even as today, I see more of my stuff than I have before. And, like, my big main ones. And so, I try and stay as spiritual as possible. Mm-hmm. I do. I try to. I do get irritable and I get frustrated when I told my kid like 10 times to brush his teeth and still not listening. And then I have to go and let it go. And they go, okay, what are you going to do? But then I feel a little frustrated inside, you know. But that makes me human. And what I have in our kitchen is progress, not perfection. I think that I'm supposed to be perfect as well. Right? And so as women, you know, this is for more women, the self-awareness, the self-love and self-care is mandatory for us. We need to do self-care. And this also is, it's not just for women. This is so important for men to be doing as well. Self-care. Like self-care, eating right, making sure you're sleeping okay, hygiene. Like it's so like the basic shit, but we don't know that sometimes, some days. And when our days are rough, we don't know it. And, you know, and that is something that I've learned this year. And so if anybody is struggling in that, there is a new way. And everybody deserves it. Everybody deserves this life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing. It is amazing. And so I'm so grateful for my husband to step by my side and everything. And my mom just sitting by my side. And getting the friends that I've had. And yeah, I didn't have anybody when I came in here. And she threw a stag for me. I didn't even know her. Right? Like, how amazing is that? That people just came together and I'm like, what is this? You are being so kind and loving. They must want something from me. Mm-hmm. Right? And they want, they didn't. They wanted to just be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to love me. And so I wanted to love them. And I'm going, oh my gosh, is this how you do it? Is this what healthy is? So, yeah, today is a great day. I always love the saying, life is good. And, you know, we have challenges and we have stuff that gets thrown at us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many people surrounding us that are always there for us, who will always be there for us and for our loved ones. And so I just want to say thank you.
Right on. Woo!